Hello, entrepreneurs. My name is Bimal Shah. I'm on a mission to make pioneers out of entrepreneurs by helping you achieve your three-year goal in 1 year that's tied to your 25-year vision and five-year moonshot. I do it through weekly sprints and 90-day leaps. This is the Pioneers Academy podcast, and I'm on a mission to make a million pioneers, and I thought this podcast channel will help you achieve your three-year goal and jump to the next level. I'm going to be showing lots of training and lots of great episodes. So join on this podcast and get all the training and resources you need to achieve your three-year goal in 1 year and make yourself a pioneer. I wrote 13 books, Becoming a Pioneer, and you can get all those 13 books on Amazon. We're going to give away to every listener who listens on this podcast $100 Amazon gift card, so you can get all the books and learn how to become a pioneer.
What are the key details of the MasterCard Visa lawsuit claim under Rule 23b2, and how does it impact entrepreneurs and businesses?
So the MasterCard Visa claim that's been going on for almost like two decades now, and finally it got settled. And, you know, it was won with an award of $5.5 billion. And anybody who owned a business and were charging their customers credit card can claim a share of this money. The only thing you have to qualify is you were a business owner and you were taking MasterCard or Visa as a card for paying for customers, you know, to charge for your products and services. That's all you need to have to qualify. So as long as you were any business, doesn't matter what business you had, any business that you were taking MasterCard or Visa to collect payments from your customers, you would qualify for this claim. This claim was done for a reason, because MasterCard and Visa were pairing up with Interchange, and they were charging excessive fees as part of the antitrust legislation. And finally, the case was settled. It's also called as MDL 1720 as a case. And all you need to do is, you know, we have made it so easy for everyone, is as long as you know your business tax ID number, that's all you put in one of the links that we're going to share, and you put in that information and we can get you started. In case we aren't able to pull up your claim amount with your tax ID number or employer identification number, you know, we will ask you for your merchant statements or your tax returns that showed, you know, what type of fees you collected between January 1st, 2004 and January 25th, 2019. So those are the years, you know, 15 years. So imagine a business, you know, who's been in business for 15 years, how much money they would have been charged in merchant fees, and now they're collecting, you know, a claim. So that is what it's the best opportunity and expires very soon. So you have to take advantage of it.
And when can one apply for this lawsuit claim? And what are the steps involved in the process?
Very easy. They should start right away. We're going to share the link in the show notes. So the first link that people can apply, you know, is the visa bit.ly/visa-mc-claim. And the link is going to be in the show notes. Just click on that link, put in some key information, and then you will be able to, you know, start the whole process. Automatically, as soon as you hit the submit button, you will receive an agreement to start the process. The good thing is there is no fee until you get paid. So we will do all the work for free. And once you receive the money, that's when you pay a percentage of the collection. Until then, there is no fee. So no fee unless you get paid. Very easy, very simple. And as soon as you start clicking on that link, you will receive another link to start the agreement. The agreement link will also be shared on the show notes. It's, you know, MDL1720/AGMT. So go to these links that are in the show notes, start the process, claim your money that rightfully belongs to you because you were overcharged for it. And as long as you accepted MasterCard or Visa during those 15 years, anytime during those 15 years, from 2004 to 2019, you can claim this money.
And what other essential information do the applicants need to have prepared for their claim submissions?
Nothing really, just their tax ID number. So that we're making it very easy. So we will work, you know, because we are a law firm representing you, unlike others who are just like a processor and they cannot talk directly to the trust settlors. We can talk directly to the trust settlers, sorry, and utilize your employer identification number to see what amount belongs to you. The way this has been done is that every employer identification number, there's a merchant exchange. And in that merchant exchange, every EIN has a fee that, you know, they were charged, assessed to it. And then, you know, when they look at that number and your EIN, and if that matches, and if we then relate to you, hey, this is what shows up in the system, and this is what you can get. Are you happy with it? Does this match what you're looking for? And if that matches and you say happy, then we process the claim and you get the check. Now, if that is not the case and you believe that you were charged a lot more, then we'll ask you for your merchant statements and your tax returns, you know, as a document. But if you don't want to go through that process, all you need to do is put in your name, address, EIN number, get started, and we'll get started with the whole process.
And then how do you envision the lawsuit claim affecting the landscape of business operations in the long run?
It's a great opportunity. You can get money anywhere from, you know, like say, even the smallest amount, like say $1,000 to, you know, $100,000 or even millions, is $5.5 billion. It's a lot of money. And if you look at it, you know, a lot of people may not claim, and the people who are claim are going to be the winners. So if you're going to be the lucky one and you claim it, you that could change a lot of landscape for your business. You know, imagine $20,000, $50,000, where can you put to use? And this is money because you won as part of a lawsuit claim. You know, there are some good breaks in assessing, and you use that money for expenses in your business, and you can write off and you can utilize to grow your business to the next level. And we have a whole system to help you, you know, once you receive the money and how you can achieve your 3-year goal in 1 year. And the resources, we wrote a 13-book series, we have a 4-leap system, the Pioneers Academy, you name it, we got all the resources for you to scale to the next level and make sure your business grows once you get this free money.
And in your opinion, what other additional resources would you recommend to support these entrepreneurs and help them navigate their legal opportunities?
So one thing I would definitely recommend, and we're going to put in the show notes, a $100 gift card for all my books. There's plenty of resources for business owners. So it bit.ly, the Pioneer Book gift cards. So go to that link in the show notes. And then also, I would recommend you scan the QR code if you're watching this on YouTube. You know, you can get directly to all other grants and all other resources that you can apply. There are federal grants, there are state grants, there are customized grants that you can get where you don't have to pay back. Grants, remember, I was asked this a silly question once, you know, that, you know, is grant a loan? No, grant is not a loan. Grant is, you know, money that you don't have to pay back. And it's your money that belongs to you. You can keep it and utilize for your own reasons and growing a business. So take advantage of all the grant opportunities that are in front of you. Utilize the books, utilize the free gift card, and book number 5, book all the books, pretty much all the books, you know, I include a free resource for grants and something on the grants that you can get, because this is opportunity that you don't want to pass on. And we're going to be launching book number 10 very soon, which is Mastering the Art of Execution Excellence. So be on the lookout for the books.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me. Be yourself a pioneer, make yourself a pioneer, achieve your 3-year goal in 1 year, get this claim and get other grants and other resources and make yourself a pioneer. Hello, pioneers and entrepreneurs. My name is Bimal Shah. I'm on a mission to make pioneers out of entrepreneurs by helping you achieve your 3-year goal in 1 year that is tied to your 25-year vision and 5-year moonshot. I do it through 90-day leaps and weekly sprints and through my own proprietary 4-leap system. I've also written 13 books, you know, the Becoming a Pioneer series. I've founded the Pioneers Academy, the Pioneers Platform, and several resources that help you on several different platforms, the Thrive Platform, Transform Platform, and Transcend Platform. So these are resources and tools that I've built for you to double your business in a year and scale exponentially and become the only one in your business.